Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. I'm here to tell you about Boll & Branch sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. They're made from the rarest organic cotton and designed to get even softer over time. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code INCREDIBLE. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
I am fond of saying, because it's 100% accurate, that we are burdened with in this country the most extreme anti-American left-wing Democrat party that has ever cursed our nation. I think it's true. And it's such a multi-level attack on our sensibilities as Americans, on reality itself. Now, I want to illustrate this. This is a parody. And I this has been going around the net probably for 4 or 5 years, maybe a little longer. But somebody far more intelligent than me noticed these trends and noticed what this is. And this is nothing short but an attack on reality itself. If they can get you to deny reality, you'll do anything. You will be pliable. You'll sell your own family out. And this is what the left wing is doing to this country. Now, this parody takes place in a math class, and it illustrates exactly what our kids are going through in GovEd and in so-called higher education. But it's more than just our kids. The entire nation, through mass media, through social media, is being put through this same exercise. Listen to this.
Our first question, 1 plus 1. Yes.
2.
Incorrect. Yes.
Multiculturalism.
Well done, Simon. Next question. What is 3 times 3? Yes.
9.
Wrong. Yes, Penelope.
Gender equality.
Very good, Penelope.
Is this a joke?
You think gender equality is a joke?
No, but isn't this a maths class?
Don't be so racist.
I just asked a question.
We don't ask questions. Questions are offensive.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? Doesn't that sound like the basket of bias press? Oh, no, we don't ask questions. Democrats get to do whatever the hell they want. We don't ask questions. Questions are offensive. Questions are rude. Questions indicate that you're a racist or that you're a bigot or you're a homophobe or whatever. Don't ask questions. Do what we tell you. The minute you start asking questions, you're all manner of undesirable in our new society.
Let me see this. They've just written equality and drawn love hearts on a piece of paper.
He expressed himself and it's beautiful.
He didn't even spell equality correctly.
We don't discriminate.
This has nothing to do with mathematics.
You think you're so great with your maths and your science and your facts?
Think you're, you know, the idea that those who get the China virus vaccine can still get sick, can still spread it, even though they were telling us, no. Yeah, go ahead and get the vaccine, even though it's a virus. It's never been done before. You can't cure a virus. Oh, no. Now all of a sudden, it stops the transmission and it stops the infection. That's what we're going to call it, a vaccine. But it doesn't work like that. A vaccine prevents you from getting sick. A vaccine stops you from spreading the illness. But that's not what we were being injected with and told that we had to take. Else we couldn't work, else we couldn't be in government, else we couldn't serve our country. This is your stubborn little facts. Just do what you're told, monkey. This is what the left wing has been putting us through. not just with the China virus pandemic, in education, in the courts, in everything that they're doing to us. It's all designed to do one thing, to get you to abandon reason, to get you to abandon rights, to get you to abandon reality.
What about feelings, huh?
Yeah, feelings are more important than facts.
This is wrong. You're all crazy.
Stop violating me with your different opinions.
I have the right to speak my mind.
No, we have the right not to be offended.
And that's more important.
And that's more important. The right not to be offended. And that's how they silence you. Folks, it's a form of torture. I'm going to play something else for you. You guys might remember Star Trek, The Next Generation. Captain Jean-Luc Picard was captured by the Cardassians and he was tortured. And his tormentor kept on asking him how many lights there were. And every single time Picard answered correctly, four lights, he would get tortured. There was a pain device that they installed inside of his body and just push of a button, agonizing pain. The torturer kept on saying, there are five lights. There are five lights. No, there in reality, there were four. At the end of his captivity, this scene played out. And this is where the Democrats are pushing us. And I need you to ask yourself, after you've seen all of the torture that we have endured, the two-tier justice system, the economic warfare, the lawfare that's going on out there, what's going on against our kids, the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist agenda. When you see this relentless onslaught, and how many people do you know in your life who've said, I'm tired of fighting these people. They just keep coming and coming and coming. I'm just going to give them what they want. Captain Picard had a choice, too, at the end. At the end, he was told by his torturer, hey, just tell me how many lights you see and you can live a life of comfort. You can live a life of intellectual pursuit and I'll stop the torture. Now, what Picard didn't know is that he was being released, but his torturer knew. And this is how the scene played out.
What must I do?
Nothing, really. Tell me how many lights you see. How many? How many lines? This is your last chance. The guards are coming. Don't be a stubborn fool.
How many?
You told me he would be ready to go.
We had some unfinished business.
Get him cleaned up. A ship is waiting to take him back to the Enterprise. Captain Picard. If you'll go with the guards, they'll take care of you.
As he exits, he has the knowledge that he didn't break. He has withstood, and that this character withstood, massive torture and still didn't break. What will you do when they make the final ultimatum? What will your neighbors do? Folks, we're being asked to endure this type of mind-warping torture. It's a mechanism to take away your rights, your freedoms, your prosperity, your security. And I'm not going to tell you, because frankly, folks, I don't know. Until we're in that situation, I don't think any of us know how we're going to respond. But I'm hoping that many of you don't break. I'm going to try my damnedest not to break, because they will break. They're going to be bringing a lot to do just that, to break us. They're literally breaking the country. We're broke. The economics behind left-wing extremism and socialism is killing this country. We're going to explore that with economist Stephen Moore coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Stephen Moore is a prominent free market economist and a distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Mr. Moore served as a senior economic advisor for one, Donald J. Trump, and is the author of Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Mr. Moore, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, great to be with you. Big fan. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure is all mine, sir. So let's do a little Bidenomics overview, you and me. These stats just came out. Seasonally adjusted stats on inflation. Overall, Joe Biden's occupation of the Oval Office, the cost of everything is up 18% for Americans. Yep. Food is up 21%, shelter is up 20%, and energy is up 32%. And you saw the report the other day, inflation's on its way up again. Give us your overview.
Well, you just cited the statistics, and those are unimpeachable. What that means, by the way, just to put this in very simple layman's terms, is everything you buy on average is about 18.2% more expensive than it was when Donald J. Trump left office. Now, I'm a little biased. I worked for Trump as an economic advisor when he's president. I'm an advisor to him on his campaign. But look, we didn't have this kind of inflation when Donald Trump was president. Do you know what, Chris, the inflation rate was the month that Trump left office?
I think it was it at 1.1, somewhere around there?
1.6.
Okay.
1.6. And, you know, think about this, Chris. I mean, Biden comes in, and in only 18 months, I didn't think this was possible, but he did it. He moved the inflation rate from 1.6% to 9.1%.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine a president screwing things up that quickly?
Well, wait a minute. You know, Stephen, you know, Democrats excel at, I think that it's one of the things that they're good at in that political party is really screwing over the American people. And you're right. Joe Biden did it in record time. So he's a very proficient anti-American policy guy.
Yeah. Well, look, this did not happen by accident, folks. It's not like, I mean, Biden does lie about a lot of things when it comes to the economy. And when he keeps saying in his speeches, I took over and the economy was a disaster because Donald Trump. No, it wasn't. First of all, we had the biggest boom ever when Trump was president. Then we got COVID, and everyone knows if it had not been for COVID, Trump would have won a 40-state reelection landslide. But the last 6 months Trump was president, we were coming out of COVID. The economy was starting to boom again. Biden comes in. What was the first thing he did? It passed a $1.9 trillion spending bill, followed by another $1 trillion spending bill, and another one. They added $6 trillion to the debt. My point is that the inflation happened. It's important for people to be able to connect the dots here. Why did the inflation rate go from 1.6% to 9%? Because Joe Biden massively spent this money. Where did the money come from? Chris, you know the answer to that. We printed it.
Right.
We printed the money.
Exactly.
If you print money, what's going to happen to inflation? It's going to go up.
Your currency is devalued, and your dollar doesn't go as far.
That's exactly right. Now, I want to make another point, if I may.
Sure.
So the inflation rate, the official inflation rate is 18.1%, as you just correctly cited. But, you know, every time I go with my wife to the grocery store or go shopping with her, people literally will come up to me and, you know, they'll see me on Fox News or something and say, they get angry at me. They say, Steve, why do you keep saying, I cite the official inflation rate, which for the last year is about 3.5%. And people get angry. They say, what are you talking about? The inflation rate isn't 3.5%. They say, you know, my food prices are up 8% this year. My mortgage payment is up. My utility bill is up by 10%, 12%. So I don't know about you, Chris, but people don't. In other words, what I'm saying is if you buy a computer, that cost is down, or the cost of telecommunications, things like that are down. But the cost of the things you have to buy, your groceries, your gas, your mortgage, your utility, your health care, those costs are up by 25-30% for people. So what I'm saying is that the official number camouflages what real Americans are feeling. And what's really devastating for Biden and the reason that Trump is going to be elected the next president is because over that same time period, wages and salaries are only up by about 15%. So what that's telling you is the average American family is poorer today than the day that Donald Trump took off.
That's right. And so, folks, just to summarize, we can't afford Democrats because they're very expensive and they're costing us.
That's right.
That's number one. And number two, the inflation that we're all being burdened with, they can't hide it. Number one. Number two, we it's not some accident. It's not a plague, as Reagan said. It's not a plague born on the wind. The reason why this is happening to us, it's government created. Democrat That's right. created, and let's be fair,
yep.
these Republicans are voting for this garbage as well. Mr. Yeah. Moore, let me...
By the way, that's an important point, by the way, because if I may,
sure.
So here Biden comes in, and he's inflated our debt by another $6 trillion. I know these numbers are so large we can't even comprehend them, but it's a whole lot of money, okay? Then you saw a few days ago, Biden gives a speech, and the Senate passes a $100 billion, foreign aid bill.
Wow.
Foreign aid bill. Now, people can argue about whether we should be sending money to Israel and sending money to Ukraine and so on. I'm against it, but, you know, I have a lot of friends who I respect, and they're for it, but I'm against it. We got to take care of our problems here at home, in my opinion. But in any case, if we're going to spend, if this is so vital, Chris, and tell me if you agree with me on this, if this is so vital that we send this money abroad, $100 billion, can't we find other things to cut to pay for it?
Right. The idea that $4.8 to $5 trillion it's not a budget. We don't budget in this country anymore. So the idea that our government it's spending around $5 trillion, give or take, single fiscal year can't find a place to trim, to send essential stuff somewhere else. Is silly, but again, this is what these Republicans and Democrats do. They get behind closed doors, Mr. Moore, and you know this. They agree to spend whatever the hell they want, knowing that they're going to be long dead before we have to pay the piper. Our great grandkids have to pay the piper. Stephen Moore is our guest right now, folks. Prominent free market economist. The name of the book is Trumponomics: Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. One of the criticisms from conservatives of President Trump in the first go around, and I think he's lamented this, that he's going to change this, is the deficit spending, the massive government spending you and I were just alluding to. And the Daily Signal just came out with an article, 5 charts to show why Congress must stop deficit spending, adding more money to the debt by the trillions every single year. Just break it down in real world terms as you understand it, when we can no longer finance our debt because the interest rates are taking an ever increasing share of the of our GDP. What happens to the American quality of life?
Well, here's the thing. We're very close to spending $1 trillion a year on just paying for interest on the debt.
Yep.
That is to say, we're paying all these taxes, right, and sending it to Washington, and the money isn't going for building roads, it's not building bridges, it's not providing health care, it's not providing our national security, it's not building hospitals, it's not doing any things that, you know, government does. It's basically just paying for the past spending. That, in my opinion, is a huge, huge crisis. Like, let's just equate this to a family budget. Let's say you have your family budget, but all you've been doing for years and years is borrowing. Now you have your budget, and a big part of your budget is just paying for your credit card debt. Right? You're not using it to pay for your groceries. You're not paying it, you know, to buy, you know, a car or other things. You have to just pay it to pay off your national your credit card debt. Well, guess who has the biggest credit card debt in the world?
The U.S.
government.
Yep.
And so, is this a crisis? Of course it is. By the way, everyone listening to this show knows that. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. What we are doing is financially reckless and immoral. And it's
exactly
what I call fiscal child abuse, because our children are the ones who are going to pay for this.
Oh,
but the other thing is,
I love that. But hold on. Fiscal child abuse. I love that. I have got... See, I usually take a way to explain this, Mr. Moore. It takes a special kind of politician like Nancy Pelosi to mortgage her grandchildren's future away,
right,
so she can
That's
live
exactly
high on the hog today. But what you just, the way you put it, that is so succinct and brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fiscal
well,
child
way,
abuse. I love that.
Yeah, fiscal child abuse. And don't you love it by liberals? We've got to spend all these money for the children, for the children, for the children. I don't think our children would be too happy with us. I said, when we turn 21, and by the way, yeah, we gave you all those goodies. Now you're going to have to spend the rest of your life paying for them. You know, I mean, I was just listening to your little, the ad that came on before the show. It is true, folks. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's going to have to pay for this stuff. And here's my problem. You know, the federal, you saw the other day that we're now up to $160 billion. Again, these are billions, not millions, of dollars that Biden has done in so-called student loan forgiveness. I love that term, forgiveness.
Wow.
As if, you know, who's going to pay for that? You and I and everybody else paying for this. $160 billion for deadbeats who didn't pay back their student loans. I think what's going on in America's, you know, you look at the credit card debt today, $1 trillion. I think a lot of Americans think, oh, I'm just going to rack up all this debt and Joe Biden's going to
forgive my debt. I get to be I like the way you put it too, a deadbeat. Yeah, when you take out a loan, there's an expectation you're going to pay it back when you're an adult. Of course, nobody's accused the left wing of ever being adults. Last thing I want you to tackle for me, because this is huge. And it's the biggest thing I don't think anybody's talking about. You know, the chairman of FedEx, Fred Smith.
I love Fred.
Yeah, he created a lot of waves when he made an observation about what the BRICS nations are doing. Of course, Brazil, Mother Russia, India, and China.
Yeah.
They are undertaking right in front of our faces an effort to replace the world's reserve currency and change it from the U.S. dollar to something else. When that happens, Mr. Moore, you know very well if/when that happens, what's going to happen to the United States nearly overnight. Tell the folks what's going to happen.
Well, first of all, by the way, Fred Smith is a good friend. I've known him for 30 years. He's one of America's great entrepreneurs. He hires hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, amazing, the guy. I think he's brilliant. He is saintly. But look, I can guarantee you, and for all of our sins, and we've been talking about him for the last 15 minutes on this show, look, would any idiot invest in Russia, Brazil, South Africa? No, that isn't going to happen. India, come on, are you going to you have more confidence in the Indian Russian economy than ours? We are still the commanding height country of the world. The dollar is the only currency in the world. The rest are just basically revolving around the United States. So I do worry about our debt. But I can guarantee you the dollar will always be king. because, you know what, the way I put it, Chris, we're the least rotten apple in the cart.
Well, look, you talked me off the ledge because, frankly, yeah. when I look at our government, both Republican and Democrat, and I see what I see, which is a bunch of incompetent boobs who are selfish and couldn't care less whether this nation lives or dies. I think the rest of the world sees it too. And if you've got China and Mother Russia and India saying, "Hey, America's yesterday, folks. Look at who they got running the country."
But Chris, hold on. Let me just make one other quick point. I know we're running out of time. We are sinning, and all these other countries are sinning. But here's the point. If you're worried about the dollar, and I worry about this too because of our massive debt, you're not going to buy, you know, a Russian ruble. What are you going to buy? You're going to buy two things. You're going to buy gold, right? Because gold is, or you're going to buy a cryptocurrency because cryptos are not run by government. So that's, I think, what. By the way, there's a reason why all the central bankers hate cryptocurrencies. It takes control and power away from them.
And that's why I love them. I'm starting to love them. I'm growing. They're growing on me. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Stephen, well, look, if you're really worried, because I don't really understand cryptos that well, just buy gold. Gold will hold its value. I don't know if the dollar will.
Well, there you go. Stephen Moore. And again, back to government. It's not an accident, folks. It's all government decisions. Stephen Moore, prominent free market economist, folks. You know him. You've seen him for years and you trust him. Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. That's the name of the book. Sir, always appreciate the time and expertise.
Okay. Have a great day.
And that, my friend, is going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit two websites, TexasScorecard.com. That's where you go to see where all the runoffs, to see where all of the left-wing Republicans lost their seats and how the new complexion of a new Texas statehouse might start once again serving the people of Texas rather than stabbing the majority of Texas in the back. Also go to ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you are there, my friends, you will be able to track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast on Getter, Rumble, and Newsmax 2. Then in the afternoon, we do nothing but TV on Newsmax 1. Also check out our social media hookups. Till we visit again, my friends, remember, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.